Pro Concho with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN.
I'm so excited for this segment.
All right, we're going to figure out how to make Kevin Powell the winner of this Goose Island deal. But we just learned something a little shocking. Zach Connolly is with us. He's the senior manager of experiential marketing. I don't know.
It sounds like a cool job.
That sounds like, hey, want a drink? That's what that sounds like to me.
I'm the experiential marketing guy?
Oh, yeah. We're cracking beers?
Did you hear what happened right there?
It is a cool job.
Yeah. That is a very, but he's drinking his own beer. Now here's, but I think this is the problem.
He loves it.
What we just learned is that now when you kick this 43-yard field goal, you're not getting beer for a year.
What?
This is true.
What?
But we've got something better up our sleeves.
Whoa.
All right. Okay. So why can't we do beer for a year?
The short of it is we got a call from the state of Illinois and they said, hey, you can't technically do that. And we said, okay, sounds good. We got something else then.
You can't do free beer.
That's correct.
How can you not do, like if you go to a bar and you buy a pretty girl a beer, are you breaking state law? What is happening?
No, but didn't all those rules change, like buy one, get one free, you can't do that kind of thing, or you can't
beer?
Yeah, there's
happy hour rules.
There's a lot of legalities.
Turns out.
I'm just an event guy, so.
Like, who cares?
I don't know, he's not a lawyer, but they got lawyers. Apparently the lawyers over at Goose Island, they're worried about things. Unlike maybe at the White House, we're like, yeah, go ahead, go for it. We'll figure it out later. I don't know.
It's all fair game.
I don't know, man. I don't know. All right, so what's better? What are we going to get this better?
Yeah, how does it get better?
So here's the deal. If you come, you kick a 43-yarder, and you make it, you pick which game, 2019 regular season NFL, you want to go to. We're flying you there. We're buying you tickets. We're putting you up in a hotel. You and a guest.
And you pay for your own beer.
Well,
who knows?
Zach, I love this.
Touching it. I'm scared, you know.
Love this.
I know. Right, exactly.
Don't tell the lawyers, they don't know.
Can you imagine the screaming and yelling that they did at Zach before he went out and talked to media today about what he can and cannot say? And this dude's like, all I want to do is crack some beers and talk to some people.
People enjoy themselves.
Right.
Right.
What's going on here?
Why don't you guys have beers anyways?
Yeah.
I don't know if we can have one for free now because of this whole thing. I don't know how I feel about it.
It feels dangerous suddenly.
I know. All of a sudden it's state law. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so let's say you want to go. Obviously, you know, there's going to be a lot of Bears fans out there. So Bears are going to be, you know, Tampa or somewhere next season that's going to be warm. That's probably going to be the one. How many are you expecting to come out to this? Do we have any idea?
I don't think we really have any idea. I think we've had a couple thousand people interested in coming out, so we'll see.
Have they been registering?
There's no spot to register, so it's a first come, first serve situation.
Okay, now this, I can tell that this thing really was done by tweet. This is exactly what goes on. They're like, okay, what are we doing? Here's a good idea. We're going to do this. All right, so let's say, and are you closing off the street?
Yes, out in front of the Fulton Street Brewery.
So is it first person to make the kick? Because what if multiple people make the kick?
If multiple people make the kick, there's multiple people going to NFL games next year.
Now, what if a Robbie Gould shows up in disguise or something? Are you going to weed those guys out? You're like, wait a minute, I know that one. Are you going to look for that?
I don't know if he would actually be able to kick because I got a feeling there's a bunch of Bears fans that probably put him up on their shoulders and carry him around. So
That's true.
He would get a lot of attention.
Yeah. If George McCaskey has a hair on his keister, he will show up with a contract and Robbie Gould at this event and sign him right in front of you.
Would not be surprised.
Yeah, that would be a good a good moment right there.
Yeah, yeah. Could be huge.
All right. So now, are the goalposts? Where are you getting the goalposts?
We made them.
They regulation?
They are indeed regulation.
This is like True Romance. He's like the Brad Pitt character in True Romance. Like sitting there, hey, want to get a pizza?
Dude.
Get a pizza. What? All right. You made the goalposts. Out of what?
PVC.
PVC?
Yeah.
Is it official size of an NFL post?
Indeed, yes.
Oh. Will there be a prize given if you hit the post? Because that's hard to do.
Not really.
You'll have to show up to find out.
If Cody Parkey shows up with a gigantic mustache on, says, I want to do that post thing. Am I allowed to do that? Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so this PVC is not going to make that noise. Is it on Fulton? Is it actually in the middle of the street, or did you put it in a parking lot? Where is it?
Yeah, so it's going to be right on Fulton Street, Fulton and Wood.
The goalposts.
Yep.
This is a good visual right here. Did you paint it yellow? So it looks like
Yeah, we didn't scrimp.
Yeah. Okay. Pardon me for asking. Have you heard the rest of this interview? All right. So you're putting it out there, and 43 yards. So you're like a block, kind of, right? Like half a block.
43 yards.
Yeah, well, supposedly it's really, really easy. You know, there's a lot of armchair kickers out there that think they can do it.
Well, that's what you're going to get. A bunch of guys who, like, kicked in high school or something. Like, yep, I can still do it.
No worry about
it. No problem.
No big deal.
Would have went pro if I didn't blow my knee.
And what is the...
130 feet.
130 feet, right? So it's, you know, like the length of...
It's like...
It's 130 feet plus, what is it, 10 feet, right? What's the crossbar?
The angle there.
What is that, Kev? Do we have
the official dimensions?
How high the thing is?
Yeah, I think it's just 43
total.
It's 43 yards total. Yeah, so it's like 129 feet. I think.
Yeah,
I think they count that 43. I think they take into consideration.
But you got to make a field goal though. It's got to go over the crossbar.
True.
Yeah.
So it can't just be.
The crossbar is 10 feet high, and the width is 18 feet.
Right. So 10 feet. So you got to go 43 yards, and it's got to cross that crossbar at the height of 10 feet.
Right.
So that's really much closer to like a, I mean, I think at very minimum, it's like a 46, 47 yard field goal.
Probably something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, a distance on the ball, you know, depending on launch angle. I'll ask Manny Machado about that when he gets here.
Will there be a training staff for all the, you know, former high school football players who haven't worked out in like a decade
they're
blowing out their hammies?
Yeah.
Well, the weather it's going to be beautiful. It's supposed to snow. It's going to be cold.
Oh, even better.
Bears weather.
You know what? We need the training staff from Athletico to be standing there on the sides. Just with nothing but...
Like a sign-up sheet. Here? Yeah,
right.
Here we go.
Ace bandages and stuff. Right. Like, just wrap up the hammies. Wrapping up the hammies here, boss.
Maybe a medical professional or two on top of that.
Right. Maybe as one of those, like, workout places stretching people out before they do it. I like... it's kind of a whole thing going on there. I sort of like it. Are they selling beer? Are you going to be selling beer out there?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's what I was just going to say is I think the key is just to stay really well hydrated.
Because the beer's known for that.
Is someone holding the balls or just one of those temporary kind of holder things they use on the sideline?
Yeah, we have one of those temporary holder. It's not the tee. It's the actual holder.
But it comes on top of it.
It's got to be from the ground level, right? Not elevated like college, but like or they don't even do that anymore in college, do they?
No.
But like they used to do. This is like on a real... Okay. Now, I think, you know, ultimately, the big question is, what's the surface? Are they going off the street, or are you putting down, like, AstroTurf?
We can't give away all the surprises, can we?
I don't think Zach knows the answer.
He doesn't know.
I think that's
no
the answer.
Clue.
We're just making this entire thing up.
Oh, you kind of are. I noticed that all week.
That's the beauty of it, really.
Because it was like, hey, no, we're doing this. And I go, no, we're not. Yes, we are. No,
sure,
yes,
no. Then the lawyers changed it, and they kept changing it, and I kept reading that it all settled. And this morning when I woke up, it was very different than what you're presenting now, Zach. But that's it's still going
like
to be fun.
I think it's going to be a ton
of fun.
And Goose Island is a great, one of the great Chicago traditions. And I'm glad you guys jumped into it because it's even more fun doing it this way because it feels very like ad-libbed.
And what I will say about the kicking, we're going to be on a street, so.
You're going to break some windows, for sure.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, and actually, you know, we thought about maybe sweetening the pot a little bit further, too.
Yeah, with
okay.
What?
So if you make the 43-yarder, you go into a little winner's circle.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then if you can kick the NFL record 65-yard field goal, what would be the record, we'll take you to the Super Bowl this year. You and a guest. Fly you down there. Take care of you. Put you up.
It sounds to me like if somebody does that, they're going to have to go find how to do that because I don't think they're counting on that. But
so hard.
65 yards. I mean, it's if a guy can kick a 65 yard. Although, you know, you might have some college guys who show up
for
this.
Yeah, you might.
Or college girls.
Or some soccer players, right, which is really good.
How many chances do you get, like, if you come up to the ball?
One.
Oh. But what if you miss it the first time? Can you go one more time?
Get back in line.
If you miss it the first time, I think there's going to be a lot of television cameras down there. It's not going to be a good look.
So you can't just keep going is the point. You don't like buy to get like a ticket to register in or something like that.
Nah,
you
just one kick.
One kick per person.
One and done.
And we know who you are. They put a big X on your forehead if you don't make it. That's how they do
in Sharpie.
With a Sharpie. And then it takes three, 4 days for it to come off.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think there's going to be a lot of people who make this kick, just so you know.
You do?
Yes.
I think a lot of people show up, but make the kick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of guys who were, probably played in high school or even college that are going to come out.
And you guys are kind of taunting them that they can't do it.
I'm telling you. You're going to have a handful of people
make
a kick.
I think that gets back to the whole thing of, everybody coming down so hard on Parkey. You know, it's... The guy made the first kick. The second kick was tipped. It was so close to going in. To me, I think it goes in.
Oh, wait, are we making excuses for Cody Parker right now? Is that what we're doing right now?
He missed 11 kicks. He missed 11 kicks the entire season.
He may hit the post 6 times.
Yeah.
He's saying the bullying got a little out of control when it first happened.
Yeah, I don't think Zach needs an interpreter here. I heard what he said.
Well,
Zach, did you bring beer? I'm a little bitter right now.
I need a beer right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a football? Let's start kicking this thing.
I want to get Kev all kind of worked up here.
Oh, geez.
I already am.
Yeah.
It's been a mess all week.
Kev's got a little bit of that look right now. Like he's a guy who's been in the league a few too many years, but he's still there. They called him up because
he's a little bitter.
Because the actual field goal kicker got into a car accident or a moped incident or something. And next thing you know, I was like, all right, well, the team did have to pick up and a guy working at Home Depot.
Sure, I can do it.
No problem. I got this. Coach. Disgruntled, angry.
Depressed.
Hold my beer.
Right. Yep. You should actually have called this. Hold my beer and watch this. Because that's really...
That is perfect.
That is kind of what this is all about. It's going to be fun.
I think we can rename it.
Yeah,
it's fluid.
It's pretty free-flowing.
Whatever, man.
Whatever, dude.
I love this guy. And I love
Zach,
Goose
you're
Island.
You're awesome.
Goose Island's awesome.
I love Goose Island. And you brought the 312. Aren't there some new souped-up 312? What is it?
Yeah, dry hop 312.
Yeah. Whoa. What's that all about?
It's dry hop with a little bit of saaz at the end, so you get just
a little
saaz, which is a hop. So you just get a little bit of hop characteristic rolling off of it, but Dry Hop 312 is a good beer. Next Coast IPA might be my.
All right,
my
so new what is it? Though. I saw you bring that in. I haven't seen that anywhere yet.
Yeah,
what's it all about? You might want it. Can you hand me one of those for a second, just so I can see what's happening on the bottom? I'm just gonna look at the. I'm gonna look. Get to him. Shut up. All right, so this is an IPA, right? What is this? Yes?
Yeah.
Next Coast Next IPA. Coast, yeah. That's why it says IPA on it. Hold on. I got to crack it and see what's going on.
You got any Bourbon County that people like kill people for and they line up like 8 hours before the store opens? You got any of that? No? Okay.
If I did, I wouldn't be able to say so either way.
What the? What? Oh, my God. They literally, it's like he just got out of the Mueller probe.
I do not recall.
Yeah, suddenly, Zach can't say a thing.
Kind of
this is not the grand jury, pal.
I like how the way
I do not recall if I have any Bourbon County.
Well, we spent too much time with lawyers.
Did we talk about the post? If they hit the post, do they get anything?
You know, we may have some special surprises, Dale. We'll see.
Okay. Because I think hitting the post is fluid.
Okay.
Let's continue the narrative, right?
Yeah, I know. I do like this. Yeah, okay. You know,
sure.
Right to the moment where people are kicking and they go, "Does that count?" Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Oh, you hit the crossbar. That equals like six beers, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you hit the bottom one. That equals like three. A double doink will get you. Oh yeah.
Oh, imagine a double doink.
Oh man.
Someone gets a double doink.
A double doink. If someone has a double doink and if they completely replicate the Cody Parkey, that should be you give them Cody Parkey's house. That's what it should be here. All right, next goes IPA. Really
job.
Good. Is this what's the story behind this?
The story behind it is it's a bigger beer. It's 7% ABV, and it doesn't drink like it. So that's actually the beer I was drinking the night I was watching the game. Mm. And the night I texted my boss and said, wouldn't it be funny if...
So this is really your fault. And this is really the fault of Next Coast IPA, is what you're saying.
No, great ideas come to your mind when you drink this beer.
You have no idea how many ingenious businesses I have started while drunk.
And then do you record it and remember it the
next
day?
Only to wake up the next day and go, God, that was a stupid idea. I've done a lot of things where the next day I'm like,
What was I thinking there?
Did I really want to do that? Where am I? All right, Zach, thank you very much. Zach Connolly, Senior Manager of Experiential Marketing at Goose Island. What time does it start on Saturday?
First kick, 1 p.m.
And
how long does it go for?
Yeah.
We'll see. It's going to go till probably around 3, I would guess.
But how do you have to show up and you literally just get in line. There's no pre-registration.
There's no pre-registration, so it is first come, first serve, and it's a limited amount of people.
Wait, okay. Do you have to be 21 or older to kick?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so that we're checking.
Even though beer is not part of the deal anymore, sort of, technically. What is the... there's a limited number. Don't you have to legally say how many number you're limited to? I think you do, unless you're going to ticket it.
Not in his book.
Hate to be a lawyer now, but I mean, is it?
He's got enough.
Wait, listen, it's going to be a fun event.
If 200 people show up, I mean, could you get 200 people in? How long does it take to kick the ball? I mean, everybody's going to get a shot. It's probably a minute each.
Are we kicking official NFL balls too?
Yes, official NFL balls, and we don't run a whole lot of field goal kicking competitions, so I don't know how long it's going to take.
No, I can tell. Don't worry. I got you.
Also, how
inflated are the balls?
No.
Hey.
But I feel like we took the fun out of this whole event by asking him all these questions.
Violetta hates questions.
No, I mean, this is going to be a good event. Let's see how it all pans out.
Go drink
out.
Beers and kick football.
I like appreciate the support.
I like the way that you two, I think you two are, I think,
you,
I think
have
you should
to answer
go on a date tonight. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Zach. Thank you. It's going to be
Thanks,
great.
Zach.
Have
this
fun.
Awesome.
So people want to come out. It's at Fulton and...
Fulton and Wood. 1800 West Fulton Street.
Right 1800 West Fulton.
And over there by Ashland.
Right over by the old Goose Island.
Right over there.
Brewery. Go kick some balls.
Yeah.
Come see us. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, thanks for being here. Zach. Appreciate it. And thank you to Goose Island for everything they've done for Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Great
Pretty amazing
stuff.
Company. All right. Let's check in now with Kim. Find out what's coming up at the top of the hour news.
Ro, we haven't seen it for a while, but snow's back in the forecast.
Oh, boy.